Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, where you fry things.
I wish.
Friday. The date is what? The 21st. Today's summer solstice, which means it's the longest day of the year.
Oh.
And then it starts getting shorter.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
Okay, we have like the most sunlight.
Yeah. Okay.
Today is the longest. And then moving forward, the days are getting shorter now.
So it's going to get darker earlier.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So at like 6.
So this is as late. Well, no, 6 will be eventually.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, I think it gets dark like 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Right?
How was your sleep study? Let's get right to the juice.
Okay, but do let allow me to say we do have a guest in the studio and he'll be joining us in just a moment. I sent you a preview of the show, of the trailer. I don't know if you got to see it.
I didn't see it.
We'll play a little bit of the audio here. But it's an amazing film. And I got to tell you, it made me feel a little uncomfortable. So
really?
Yeah, so we'll have to talk about it.
I want to watch
I'm
it.
I'm just teasing it right now. No, don't watch it yet.
Okay, wait. When can I watch it?
Okay, afterwards.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So anyway, my sleep study was... well, first, how are you doing? Did you sleep?
Not really.
No?
I mean, kind of, yeah. I guess. I mean, it wasn't a terrible night's sleep, but it wasn't like, I went to bed late.
Yeah.
But I didn't wake up during the night. I just went to bed late.
Yeah. You see, my night was like half asleep the whole way.
My apartment is infested with bugs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What kind?
I don't know, but they're not normal. Remember I told you the other day I killed like 4 bugs in my apartment and I was like, I don't know where the fuck they're coming from. So I had my friends over. We went to go see Toy Story 4, by the way.
Oh.
Cried like a baby.
I'm sure you did.
But I was a little disappointed at the ending.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the end of the movie. I just feel like they could have done like a better goodbye.
Really?
I felt like it was really, really rushed. I still wept like a baby, but it still could have been like a little dragged out for a little longer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I'll try to see this weekend and I'll tell you what I think.
It's probably sold out. I think the only reason I got lucky, I don't think people knew it was in theaters yesterday.
Right, like last night.
Yeah,
earlier, right?
There were still seats in my theater and I was like, this is shocking.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. They started it on a Thursday. I don't know why, but...
Yeah. So anyways, we had like sushi over whatever. My guy friend is like an expert in bugs. And there was one crawling on the floor and he was like, So he like picked it up and was like looking at it. And then out of nowhere, like 30 of them came out.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, you need.
Did you get like grossed out?
So grossed out. Like, I didn't even want to go to bed last night.
Yeah.
That's probably when I went to bed so late.
Yeah.
So I like texted the landlord or property manager. No response because they don't give a shit. They never respond.
Right.
I sent like 3 emails this morning and they're like, Danielle, this is not an emergency. You can't call 911 for bugs. I go, bitch, yes, I can. So there's a Terminator coming between 1 and 3, so I got to be home for that. So I had to cancel my hair appointment.
Did you tell her you were going to call 911?
Yeah. You know I'm dramatic. I was like, yes, I can call 911 for bugs.
Yeah, try to stop me.
Yeah. Do you know how awful it is to live with those creatures? Ugh. My God.
That is an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell her you fucking come and live with fucking bugs here.
Yeah, because you get paid to do nothing. It just took you like almost 24 hours to respond to me.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. Well, my sleep was pretty light because they gave me a monitor which you strap around your body.
Right.
It's like a little box here like where Iron Man would have his
heart. Or like whatever it was,
whatever he puts there. It's got like straps you put around you. It connects to another strap with another little thing. Then you put one thing on your finger, and then you stick these things, like, I don't know what they call them, where they give you like oxygen, but this one measures your breathing.
Okay.
But at any rate, so we went to the class in the morning, and they said that they showed us how to use it. They explained sleep apnea. And apparently it does happen to men more often than women.
I probably would agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, there were like probably 10 men and 3 women. Mm. Yeah. So, but at any rate, he said, once you guys start using the machine, he says, you won't want to sleep without it. He says it'll change your life. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, do you get the machine for free?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
From the insurance, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's only as big as about, I don't know, like a Bluetooth speaker or something, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like maybe a big alarm clock.
Yeah.
And you connect it to your face and that's it. And supposedly it pushes the air through.
Okay, so when do you get your results from your sleep study?
Yeah, well, I had to bring the thing back in at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
Which sucked, you know. So I had to rush in the morning. But anyway, which reminds me, my mom's not doing well. They had to take her to the hospital this morning. Mm. I don't know, man. It doesn't look very good.
Yeah, once
last night we were sitting there, and she was sort of like just out of it. You know, she was falling, dozing off.
Right.
She never does that, you know. Her caregiver said that she did not get up, didn't have coffee, nothing. She stayed in bed. Didn't have her cigarette.
I feel
nothing.
Like once old people go to the hospital, it's the beginning of the end.
But she goes all the time. But now we're thinking, God, man, this is a different.
Yeah, but if she's in pain, game. If she's in pain and she's not like living life to the fullest, like it
right.
might she, be better off.
She's not in pain, but she's not living life even to its minimum.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
She
what
doesn't
kind of,
want to be.
Yeah, what kind of life is that then?
Right,
you know?
That's what she decided for herself. But I think she's calling it quits. And
damn, this is depressing.
Good. Right. Okay, anyway.
All the better and happier things.
Yeah, better things. The summer's starting and everything. one last thing before we bring on our guest. I started watching a show because it was reviewed in the newspaper called Harlots. Have you heard of it?
Nope, sure haven't.
And it's... I hate those like neighborhood alerts on my fucking phone.
Like if somebody's robbing your neighborhood?
Yeah. They can
is somebody robbing your neighborhood?
No, I don't know what they're saying. I'm not even looking at it, but it is distracting. It comes on my watch. But at any rate, so it's about Victorian times in England, like a long time ago when they would wear all these dresses.
Right.
And, you know, and sex was like kind of forbidden and stuff. But at the time, they were saying one out of every five women was a prostitute. So, like, selling, you know, working in the sex trade or whatever. But
I wonder what they got back in the day,
so
though.
Listen, so it's a story of a whorehouse, and there's so much sex there. It's unbelievable.
Is this on Hulu?
Yeah, it's a show, like, you know, a series.
Yeah.
So
I'm telling you, sex on TV now is
it's unbelievable,
out of control.
You know, because these are, like, shows that you pay for.
Yeah.
So it's not on the air, so they can show whatever
they want.
Right?
But even shows that are on the air, like
right.
shows that are on TBS or Fox or FX, really? All of them, like American Horror Show, How to Get Away with Murder, Grey's Anatomy, all of them have such intense sex scenes now. The only thing missing is the private parts.
Right.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was like Dawson's Creek was when Joey and Dawson had a kiss. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, wow.
I know.
Our kids are just watching people get laid.
Yeah. Which lets us slide right into our guest today. because he's got a pretty, it's pretty sexually intense at times, right? Your film.
Well, not really.
No?
I'm Chinese.
I think it
what
is.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
Can I watch the trailer
we're,
now?
Yeah, we're welcoming Hong Yu Lee to the show. And you're the director of the film, Hank.
Hello, everyone. My name is Hong Yu Lee, and I'm director, writer of the short film, Hank.
Which is exactly what I said.
Correct.
but he's saying it himself,
yeah,
man.
I know. So we're going to repeat the whole show together. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same
right?
sentence twice, like a song.
No, I'm just nervous, okay?
No. It's okay. I'm not giving you a hard time. We're just being funny. Yeah. Welcome to the show. You live in L.A. now, right?
Right.
You are from China, but you've lived here for how long?
3 years.
3 years you've lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And
Legally.
Legally,
uh-huh.
huh? Uh-huh. Well, good. At least that, you know. Otherwise, it's hard to work here, right?
Well,
at least making movies, it's hard.
Well, speaking to working, actually, there's so many depressing stories about it. We
really?
Can talk about it later.
Yeah.
I'm watching your trailer on mute right now.
No depressing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So watch it on mute, but you need to hear the audio. Do you want me to play it now?
Yeah, go for
so
it.
So we can set it up?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, and you can just see it muted done your thing.
Oh wait, I'm gonna play it at the same time as you so that I can see the visual. Okay,
but mute it.
Yeah, okay? Hold on, but let me get it. Let me restart it. Give me.
Okay, guys. So the thing is this: the movie's called Hank, and this is your film, and we want to watch a trailer. So
okay, tell me when to press play.
So okay, so we'll start from. It's about 2 minutes. But we'll listen to about 30, 45 seconds of it to get an idea of what it's about.
No, at least a minute, because that's not long enough.
Really?
Yeah. What
but
the hell?
For audio even?
Yeah. I mean, people can listen to the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go. Press play.
Go.
Oh, I get the loading sign. What the hell?
Wait a minute. Why is...
Is yours not loading?
No, but I don't have audio. Why? Oh, it's muted here. Okay.
Okay, let's start over. Ready?
Yeah,
hold on. Tell me when.
Okay, one, two, go.
Three.
I'm Hank, and I'm a he person. My husband Tommy and I have been having some problems, and he wants to have an open relationship, and we went to our therapist.
You sure you're okay with this?
And she thought that was a good idea. So I finally said yes because I wanted to make him happy, right? And then this guy comes to our house and
No, this guy's really hot. This morning.
Sometimes you just have to know what you want in order to learn how to compromise with your partner.
Compromise how? It's okay. Come here.
Check this out. That's pretty. Okay.
All right. Sure.
We have to take a ransom.
Okay, they're making out. He's about to give him a oral sex.
Another stupid faggot.
Hunter.
Pretty powerful stuff, folks.
Hunter!
Wow. Wow.
Well, you didn't play the last, 5 seconds, Sam. What?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
No, it's over. It's fine.
Hunter!
That's it. He's just screaming Hunter.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Love it. I love
saw
that
it
twist.
Before, yeah. So she's like yelling at me. Come on, Danny, take it easy.
Oh, man.
All right, but so powerful, right?
Yeah, that gave me some chills. What
it
an
does.
I hope Hunter ends up dead. I feel like that's where it's going.
So we'll discuss the film. So let's first of all find out who was involved in the film. You're the director, right?
Right, I'm the director.
And writer.
Oh, writer too. So it's the story that you wrote.
I wrote the story, yes.
Okay, very interesting. Uh-huh. So tell us briefly what the story is about. It is a short film,
yes.
So you don't want to give away the whole thing.
Well...
How long is it?
It's 17 minutes.
17.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, don't give away the whole thing, but tell us in general what we were listening to here.
Okay, so Hank is a middle-aged gay man facing the open relationship. And his husband, Tommy, brings a hot guy.
Very
hot guy.
Right.
And Hank is not really sure about it. So he starts his journey. And then he experiences something really bad. And make him realize that I'm maybe not okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe I have to speak up with my husband. So that's the story.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I think it's about time you leave your husband. But, I mean,
right? But it just shows him how much maybe in love he was with him, mm-hmm. that he was willing to do anything for him, right?
Mm. Well, it's just about, I think when I make this film, a lot of people ask me, what's your opinion about open relationship? Because right. I think it's not only about LGBT, it's only in the LGBT community, but also in straight guys.
110%, right. Yeah.
Really? There's a lot of that in the in the straight community too?
You should tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't see that.
No, it's true.
Yeah?
Yeah, even when I dated this guy once, he's like, so have you, just casually asked me if I do like threesomes and that stuff, and I'm like, no, I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you don't like to experience with your boyfriend, you're never gonna have a boyfriend. I'm like, yes, I will. It's probably just not gonna be you.
But you know, but I think this is beyond the threesome. This is if your partner has another woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Separately.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. He's like, if you're not going to let your man do what he wants to do.
Right.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, screw that. Yeah. So how did that idea, I mean, that's, so you got that idea and then you went with it, right?
Like, yes.
What would happen if this situation happened and how he would react and so forth?
Yeah. So basically, you know, I'm only 25. So when I wrote this story, I was only 23 years old. I don't have much life experience. But my biggest life experience is coming to here, U.S.
Right.
I spent my whole life in, basically whole life in China and moved here. I came out to my parents when I was 18 years old.
Uh-huh.
And my parents are kind of very supportive, actually. But when I moved here, wow, oh my goodness. I went to CBS, people go, oh, here's your change, sweetie. Oh, my heart melted. You know what I'm saying? I love this place. But I went to some, like, few dates.
Yeah.
I realized that maybe this city is not my city.
Right.
Because people ask me, well, who is your trainer, personal trainer? I don't have personal trainer.
Right.
What's your diet plan?
Right.
I don't have diet plan. I just eat pizza. I'm sorry.
Right. You know? Right.
I just eat when I'm hungry, basically.
Right.
So how many calories do you have every meal?
What?
I don't calculate.
Who asked you that? Are the guys and stuff?
Yeah. So like...
So this town is like total stuck, kind of stuck up on all this like health and wellness and fitness.
I think it's a certain percent, but I also think there's some that'll take you on a date and not ask.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. Of course.
So it's just like, maybe how many calories do you take? Maybe he really wants to ask me that, why you don't have a diet?
Yeah,
you're
probably
fat or something. No, I'm skinny.
Yeah.
Well, so I feel like, this is really interesting topic.
Right.
So why don't I feel like we all like call me by your name, right?
Right.
They're hot. They're handsome.
Right.
But in LGBT community, there are also another group of people, or the most of people are regular.
Right.
Like
right.
Hank.
Yeah, like a regular dude that if he was like shopping, yeah, if he was straight, like
yeah,
girls
like
would be like, mm-hmm. Or even if a gay man, probably be like, oh, it's not my type.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he has this husband who's got like rock hard abs.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, can we have an open relationship? I'm going to go get someone also has
exactly
rock hard abs.
It was even hotter than I am. Like model type.
Right.
Wow.
So that's the reason why I feel like if I make a film, I can make something not really about the fancy and handsome and hot guys. It's about another type of, I want to show the spectrum of gay community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I make this film.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I've actually never seen Call Me By Your Name.
Wow. It's really good.
I saw like
actually
one clip where he like called him and he's like, so you're getting married? And that was like the only clip I saw. And I was like, oh.
It's really funny that like, this time when I was in Palm Springs Shore Fest, and I talked with a filmmaker. I said, you know, my film is not about Call Me By Your Name, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, okay, here's my card. I turned around and said, oh gosh, his producer is the Call Me By Your Name's producer.
Really?
I said, oh, well, I love your film, by the way. I love Call Me By Your Name. Yeah. It's a great film.
Yeah. So you are in the right city if you want to pursue your film career.
I think so, because it inspired me all the time. As a Chinese guy, you know, like I feel the diversity all the time. Like sometimes, you know, I go to a restaurant, like LA people just like LA waiters can I help you or something? I said, oh, yes. When then you see the waiter is already turn around and walk away.
Yeah. It's that type of city
everything,
for sure.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
I said, oh, well, actually, and when you turn around, oh, where's the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, it's really funny. It inspired me all the time. So I love the irony in our life.
Right.
So, but if I live in China, live in Beijing, I don't have that sensitivity.
Right.
But because I'm a foreigner, I observe things from as an outsider.
Right.
So I see things clearer than than people, a local, basically.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Well, that's very cool. So a little bit about you, and then we'll go back to the film. But where in China did you grow up?
I grew up from China, Beijing, China.
In Beijing.
The capital city of
China. Right, right, right. What was your childhood like there? I mean, is it very different from here? Because, you know, I mean, you were born not too long ago, so right. You're young.
Right. I think China experienced the most, like, I mean, the biggest change. Like, when I was a child, I told everyone, like, I had to go to the public restroom because we don't have our personal toilet. We don't have
really at
we
home.
We didn't have toilet when I was a child.
Can you imagine?
I have to save my poop in my school because my school toilet like a restroom has a door,
uh-huh.
So I can lock it. Has my privacy.
Right, right.
And I only had one chance every week to take shower in my mom's hospital, and she took me to the female shower room. I see so many boobs and like, oh my god! Like, I don't. No wonder why I became a gay, huh?
Oh my god!
Yeah, not curious anymore, huh? Well, it's just really interesting. And when I was 18, my father bought a house for me. It's just a huge change. I have a garden. I have a dog. Like every time when my neighbors pass by, it's a, my father really proud, like, oh, who made the garden is so pretty. Who
uh-huh,
made this?
Uh-huh.
My son. what's his job? He's an artist. What type of artist? I don't know. Artist. And right now, people ask, where's your son? America. Oh, where he go? Like, what he do
in America?
Yeah, I said, school, film school. What he learn? I don't know. Art.
People are asking your dad far too many questions. I'm
right.
Like, mind your business.
Right.
Exactly.
My father should hold a Q&A, actually, and charge them. Right.
That's very funny.
Right.
Do you have siblings, brothers, sisters?
No, I'm the single child, so I have to live longer than my parents so I can get all...
That's
oh,
true,
right?
Right,
right.
Yeah, honey.
Mm-hmm. Right. My crazy rich Asian parents are really, really supportive about my film. So
yeah.
Well, that made the film like...
yeah, I don't think we've had someone with that budget.
Did you
so
budget
far.
It? I mean, did you finance it yourself?
Yeah, it's a self-funding film. So basically, wow. My parents supported me.
Wow.
Financially.
How
wait, so
great.
Wait, I'm a little confused. So when you were growing up and you had to take a shower... at your parents' job and you had to hold in your shit to go
right.
to go to school.
Right.
How did your parents just become crazy rich Asians all of a sudden?
I think yeah. every single Chinese family basically experienced the most crazy
because of the change.
Because the development, the huge development of this country.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like
so you guys went from like being poor to being like good.
Yeah, I still remember that my father took a lot of different jobs for support, like supporting this family. And my mom always, when I was a kid, everyone rode bicycles basically.
Right, right.
So like my mom always took me, I sat in her back and she took me to school every day, especially like this, like rainy days, you know.
Uh-huh.
I still remember one time my mom fell on the ground, like, oh my god, that's crazy. But right
yeah.
now, like, my father has two cars.
Yeah, huh?
Like, just everything changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think my parents are still really, really, you know, Chinese people still keep their really, how to say that, the old traditions.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the reason why when I watch Crazy Rich Asians, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm...
it's like it's not real. So you should make the Crazy Rich Asians the real story.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think Americans will be interested about that part because...
No, you'd be surprised.
Well, I would try. I'm developing a project about a Chinese... Like, based on my own story, an international student living at Los Angeles experienced a lot of tricky stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's a comedy.
Oh.
Yeah,
I can see you got a little bit of jokes in you. you wrote this yourself as well?
Yeah, I'm writer, but you can tell my Chinglish is kind of bad. So
it's not too bad.
It's understandable.
I mean, for three years, yeah, he speaks very well. You can carry conversation about
right.
anything.
But the film is the art of language. You know, right. Script is the art of language. So right. I have my co-writer.
Yeah. Especially if it's going to be in English.
Right.
Is the main person going to be Chinese as well, or are you making it a different race? Because you say he's leaving Los Angeles and going to a different country. So it's like the opposite of leaving China and coming here.
Yeah, the tone is kind of like the big Sikh.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, you know, the second generation, like immigrant living in this city and... The second generation already American right now.
Right.
But the first generation still keep their old traditions. So they have the conflict. The conflict should be funny.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
the two cultures. They do different.
Right.
Cultures.
The conflict between the two cultures.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love the sparks when, you know, two things encounter together and you can see different point of views. You can tell, you can tell the connection like with the different audience. And different generations.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice. Mm-hmm. So the film is called Hank, and you're showing it again in the festival circuit, right?
Yeah, Palm Springs International Short Fest, and mm-hmm. it's the biggest short film festival in the world.
Really?
So it's...
Wow, and when is that happening?
It's happening right now.
Right now?
Yes.
This weekend.
Like. So after this, I will go back to Palm Springs. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had a queue. Oh,
like you're driving?
I drive back to Palm Springs. It's crazy
it's far.
It's 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
It's crazy that when I went there, like the film festival arranged a queue,
Q&A.
Interview in CBS to talk about my film.
Right.
I was so excited because it's huge.
Right.
You know, as a foreigner, it's huge.
Right.
So I called my parents. I called my dad. hey, Dad, I got an interview in CBS. Okay, my father dropped off the phone. Hey, guys, hold your work. I have a big announcement, okay? My son got an internship in CBS. Oh, no, it's not internship. So you didn't get it. Oh, it's fine, babe. It's fine. You're fine.
So
there's a better chance for you in the future.
So he changed interview to internship.
He couldn't imagine. It's beyond his expectation.
Yeah.
I told my mom, I got the same thing. My mom said, okay, congrats. My mom is the logic smart one.
Right.
Yeah, in my family.
She probably didn't even believe it for
my father
moment.
Is the lucky loser setup. My mom is always the logic smart one.
Do you think they'll ever come out here or no?
They come here all the time to visit me.
Yeah.
And my mom said like, "Oh, okay, congrats." And only one thing. I want to give you a little note. Okay. Oh, I know what you're going to say. I love you. I will say thank my mom supporting me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, not that part.
Yeah.
What is it? Don't tell anything bad about China, please.
Right.
Okay. So can I talk bad things about Trump? You can try it.
Don't. You know what? Stay out of politics. In your situation, don't shake the boat a little bit. You know?
Well, actually, I mean, as a...
You rock the boat there, you know, with Chinese. You don't know, you know.
Right, but
Trump.
Yeah.
What?
I said fuck Trump. Continue.
Oh. No, but we're talking also about China. Like, don't talk badly about it. Uh-huh. And because you don't know what's going on there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
People disappear. And I'm saying that, not you. So it's okay.
Especially my experience. I feel like Chinese people is as friendly, as hardworking as U.S. people.
Right. Yes.
We have kind people. We also make some mistakes sometimes, just like normal people.
Right.
I really always welcome like friends have a little bit of judgment about like bias of Chinese people and Chinese culture. I welcome to go to China, visit China, go see the people, real people, talk with them.
Right.
They will be really friendly. They will really welcome. Come to see us.
Right.
Yeah, talk with us.
Right.
We're friendly. We won't bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, you're in a perfect position to make a lot of money and not necessarily in film, but I was thinking about it once because my brother lives in China, right?
Uh-huh, right.
I also know this woman that what she does is she's not even Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Filipina, but she learned Chinese. Mm-hmm. So then she connects Chinese investors with real estate here in L.A.
Uh-huh.
Imagine just if you take a little bite off of each transaction, you know, like 5% or something. You know how much money you can make?
Oh, my God.
So
yeah.
You know these two languages and you can translate.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You can make a lot of money.
I actually, my partner, he's a director, DGA director, uh-huh. but also, you know, directing is not, if you're not that successful,
right. Then you don't make a lot of money.
You don't make money. So right. he also is a realtor. So basically, every time when I drive, I see a lot of advertisement on the bench.
Uh-huh, of his.
And they're all so handsome. I imagine, I assume they're all actors, actually. You know what I'm saying?
They probably are.
They are. Yeah, yeah in this city, yeah. everyone find their way to survive.
They have like
so
a reality
expensive.
Show for LA realtors on yeah. Netflix. I'm like, yeah. of course you guys are on yeah. freaking TV.
They're so handsome.
Yeah. yeah, and then selling big ass mansions for like however much and getting what 10-15% off that.
Yeah.
Living this city is fantastic. Every time, like when I didn't buy my car, mm-hmm. I took Ubers. So every time when I
which adds up.
Yeah. So
it's
every
expensive.
Every oh yeah, it's changed. Mm-hmm. So every time when I talk about where are you going, yes, I go to audition. Like, oh, are you an actor? Oh no, I'm director. Oh wait a second, here's my resume. Here's my headshot.
Wow.
Every time.
Yeah, right.
Every Uber driver, probably, I think 80% of them in LA are like a hungry actor.
Can you believe
See,
it?
See, I meet directors and producers all the time, and I just yeah. don't have the balls to be like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's, and I don't have a
and
resume.
That's unbelievable because you have you're so outgoing.
I know. Like, I went to a party on Wednesday night. By the way, I almost fought somebody at the party. It was like the first, like, fight I almost got into since I was on Bad Girls.
Really?
Now. Yeah. Oh my God, it was so bad. But there were so many like directors and producers there, and a lot of people approached me, but everyone always asked me, do you have a card? And I just don't have a card. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And I feel very unprofessional, so I just feel awkward and I walk away.
But why wouldn't you
have a card? I don't know. I probably should.
For $10 you can have
Yeah, you can print like $5 million.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking to that, actually, I highly encourage you to talk with them because my recent experience is fantastic because of I just stepped a little bit further. So I got a manager as
right.
director.
Right.
It's crazy. Ah. It's crazy because also like I got a publicist.
Oh, publicists, yeah. they put you in the right places at the right time.
They saw my trailer in the film festival website,
mm-hmm.
and the assistant of this publicist, really famous publicist, contacted with me, sent me an email, and said, can I see your trailer? I sent her the trailer and the PK press kit,
right.
and also a little bio about myself,
mm-hmm.
and also the link of my full film.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then she said, I watched it. I cried. I love your film. I want to be your publicist.
Whoa.
And I might make...
And that's Catherine?
Yeah, Catherine.
Wow.
She ran Oscar campaigns.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah we've had a bunch of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we often talk about it. Like I told you before, you know, that she has a lot of winning movies, a lot mm-hmm. of winning clients.
Yeah.
And you're in good company, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's the publicist.
I'm a lucky so that dog. Turned out,
yeah.
You really are. You know, I mean, you have really loving, giving, kind parents.
Maybe just because I'm so
supportive.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Just
probably.
Because I'm handsome and charming and yeah.
exactly.
And my goofy accent.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Do you feel you're handsome?
Well, I'm really funny looking. Funny in person and looking.
What?
Stop it.
Really?
No. Yeah.
I'm waiting for that. Please, go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah,
you're not funny looking.
Oh, so I'm even not funny?
No, you're funny,
you're
for
funny,
sure.
But
you're not
funny
looking.
No.
Okay.
No, you're very handsome and you can be confident in yourself. You know, we don't see ourselves the way that other people see us.
Facts.
Well, actually, speaking of that, like, I'm still a nerd.
Yeah.
I'm still an Asian nerd.
Right.
But before I met my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. We're in a relationship now. I thought you went on dates. It was unsuccessful. You hate this city. Now you're in a relationship.
Yeah. I have a relationship, actually.
Whoa.
Successful relationship. He will never marry me, by the way.
Why won't he? Let's throw him completely under the bus. Why not?
He doesn't love the marriage.
He doesn't like the idea of marriage.
He said, what's for marriage? What's for
marriage? Marriage for?
For divorce.
Right.
He sounds like me. But on the end, do you think he's going to hit you up like Hank's boyfriend at one point? Like, so...
No. He's really, really, like, serious and honest. uh-huh. and reliable. Oh. I trust him 100%.
Oh my God, listen to him. Yeah, wherever you at, he's boosting you up. Like, you're the boyfriend of the year.
No, actually, he's having an interview right now. We're in the same time with, I think, Linden or something. Like, he's looking for a new job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like he's interviewing for a new job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fingers crossed.
Do you guys live together?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. So yeah. You don't live together. How long have you known each other?
A year. Just a year. This month.
Yeah.
Just a year.
A year's a long time for a relationship, though. Like, relationships don't even last like 3 weeks out here.
That's true.
It's like,
it's the longest one in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I normally don't know how.
Is this the first time you've ever been in love? Are you in love?
Not really, actually. This is my second time
in love.
Yeah, the first time I was heartbroken because this is a heartbreaking story. So I met a guy. He's really handsome. He's really cute. But he's from a South American country.
Right.
And because of the new policy, the company he worked for couldn't give him the new visa, couldn't renew his visa. So he had to find a way to stay in this country.
In America.
So he's an engineer. He had a really great job. But at that moment, his life changed 180 degrees.
Yeah.
So he tried Uber driver. He went to Best Buy, carry stuff, you know, back and forth at every 5 a.m. It's crazy. And until he married with an American for green card.
Oh.
So we were in a relationship. I 100% understood his position, but my only choice is leaving him silently, and I always bless him, you know, living a good life.
Right.
You know, yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, I couldn't contact with him anymore because he, you know.
Well, number one, he's married. Even if he got married for the wrong reasons, still like he's married.
And married to a woman.
Man.
To a man?
To a man.
Yeah. Really? And you can still get visa or papers for marrying a man?
Yeah, oh it's God. Just you marriage should, in general.
He should that's update his info.
Yeah.
He should update
yeah.
him all the
no,
time.
No, you can marry a man and still get a visa.
Right.
Because marriage is marriage now. It doesn't matter who you marry.
I thought it's like different in every state, no?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
You're right. I do need to update my fucking database here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck am I?
So like, is he back? Like, where you don't even know? You don't check up?
What?
You mean? What he's doing now? Like, did he get his engineering job back, or is he still out here like Ubering, miserable?
I don't know. I never check his info.
Good for you. I need that willpower. Like, say, this is what's best for me. I'm out, even though I love you.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
I don't want to have the hard feeling. Also, I want to keep the best image of about
right,
him.
Right.
That's the reason why, like, actually, my story, Hank, also inspired about this real heartbreaking story from myself. Because in the end of my film is the July, like, 4th of July, the fireworks.
Right.
But also, that's the last day, the last time we met each other. So we were watching the fireworks shows, and I told myself that's the end. I think it's perfect for the end.
Oh my God.
I'm dramatic.
You are a writer. Yeah.
I'm dramatic.
I'm like,
a
this
drama
is great.
Queen.
Yes.
I'm drama queen.
A lot of drama.
Right.
Oh man, yeah. That just gave me goosebumps. It's like you're living a old movie in your own life.
Right.
Right.
Did you start learning English in China before you came here?
Actually, I learned A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's about it?
Well, actually, more than that, but actually my speaking part is really bad. Yeah, really.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was, but
right. What
he's trying to say. But, I mean, you're carrying not just any conversation. You're carrying an intelligent conversation.
Right.
You know, You know expressions, American expressions, you know, like drama queen, things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Points.
Yeah.
So you're very smart, too. And I hope you realize that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, look, your creativity and everything. And obviously you're very driven. I mean, you had this vision for this film. Mm-hmm. You managed to get money, even if it was from your parents. I mean,
well, actually, I have a job right now.
Do you have
a
job?
Yeah, I got paid right now.
Yeah.
Also, I have.
You got paid. Today's payday.
Right. Also, like, I just got my check. I just got my check yesterday. Yeah, it's a okay job, and also for I'm the producer of a Chinese media company for producing some Chinese content for people who live in US.
Right, yeah, right.
Also a little bit multicultural
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a market for Chinese porn too in the United States. Maybe you can do some
oh
porn.
Oh my God.
Porn.
What? Okay, forget about it. Uh-huh. He doesn't know.
He's like, that's not up my alley.
Not in my lexicon.
Really?
No, I'm just trying to think where there's demand.
Really?
I would say that's probably like the least demand. I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah. Well, I think actually I still don't know how they earn money in porn companies.
I don't know. I don't think porn stars are making...
I never pay for that.
No, no one does. No, nobody does.
No, but what I'm saying is in your film, you get pretty sexual even if you don't show body parts.
Actually,
right?
Actually, it's not... It's kind of horrifying, actually. Because
it is.
It's horrifying because for gay guys, have sex with a stranger, but you get robbed in the cave, and you have to walk back home nakedly. That is the most horrifying scene.
That's true.
Especially for middle-aged gay men, they already have their vulnerability.
Right,
Like showing their body. That's the reason why I show this scene, because I feel the best films always have those like awkward moments, make your character uncomfortable.
Right.
Mm. So when you have to force themselves to face the uncomfortable situation and realize that, oh my God, what I'm doing right now, then that's the reverse of the character, their arc, character arc. So that's really why I created that scene.
Wow. How did you learn about character arc and all that stuff? Oh, you went to film school.
I went to film school. Yeah. Right. 3 years ago, I got into New York Film Academy in Burbank and got my last year I got my master's degree in filmmaking. And after I got I graduated, it's depressing. I had a Netflix membership, then I had a Hulu account, basically because I have nothing to do. I was thinking, should I have a HBO Go?
Right.
And then I found my job. Thank God. Otherwise, gonna have Hulu Go.
Yeah.
I gonna have other. You know.
I feel you, man. I feel
have
you.
Prime. You
yep.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm in the same boat right now. I have so much time now. I'm like, oh my God, what am I even doing with myself?
Right.
Yeah.
Right now, like June is my lucky month because China Daily wrote an article about my success. Not really.
Don't put it in quotation marks. You made a short film. That not many people can say that.
Well,
not only that, you went to school. He's got a master's degree.
Yeah,
he's very smart.
You're in a successful relationship.
Right.
You're not getting robbed in the middle of a cave. Like, you're good, dude.
Exactly,
well, luckily,
man.
Huh?
You know?
Luckily.
And you're in America, for crying out loud. How you know, you got a wonderful life.
Yeah,
I am. I'm really thankful. So every time when I cross the street, I have to double check.
To make sure it's not a dream, right?
Make sure no car is gone.
No, right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Like Final Destination.
Every time when I walk through a building, tall building, AC going to fall off.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because I'm so just locked out recently.
Feel lucky, right.
You should buy a lottery ticket.
But listen, it's not luck. It's all stuff that you worked for.
Correct. Actually, because speaking to school, like in my class, most of students basically, I'll share you a very funny story. A girl told me, Neil, do you want to be PA on my set? I said, well,
PA is a tough job.
PA, stuff.
Taking trash out, getting yelled at for everything.
right. I said, okay, sure. And then after, how's the script? Well, it's not going well. My parents gave me $30,000 for making this film, but right now my script is bullshit. I spent half of them. I bought a super good bag. Can I show you? It's cute.
Bag?
Yeah. I will update you the call time or whatever. Okay. And then after a few weeks, I saw her again. She said, how's the film? You never contact me. You know, the script is really bad. I spent rest of them. I don't have money to do that anymore.
Well, I mean, she's just not motivated. She didn't care. She's it's not the field that she wants to be in.
She's not. So even like, you know,
how do you spend your parents' money on shit that they gave? Like, imagine your parents gave you $30,000 to put your dream, to make your dream movie, and you spend it on a goddamn bag and designer things.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, her parents must like lose sleep.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
I feel like crazy. Even I spent $50,000 in this film. But I really...
$50,000 is a lot of money.
It is.
Well, did you pay the actors?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you have to.
Well, no, sometimes in shorts, the actors just do it to do it.
Right.
But this actor's pretty famous, right?
Right.
What's his name? Jason Stewart.
Jason Stewart is a well-known actor in a lot of bigger films like Tangerine.
Oh, yeah.
Shot by iPhone in West Hollywood.
Right.
Also in The Birth of Nation.
Yeah.
It's also got in a Berlin Film Festival.
So basically the money was to pay him to be in the film.
Not really. But also the production quality is really good.
Right.
And also we have a lot of locations in the bar, everything. We shot in the cave. So that we have to we pay for the police. You know, I really want to be a retired police. A police.
Yeah,
really? No, they charge you by hour. So basically, they're standing there 4 hours, 5 hours. You know, maybe $1,000.
Yeah, doing nothing. You just be on
their
bike.
Well, they did really. They help us a lot. But I'm just saying that for a filmmaker, young filmmaker is student.
So how do you get this money back with the short?
Well, I think right now the value is a lot for my career.
Right.
That's the added value so far.
So basically, this is basically an investment into yourself to have this is my name and this is my first piece of official work.
That's my calling card.
Right.
Yeah, it's real almost, you know, and that's amazing. You know, I mean, it's really...
I'm really thankful. My parents support me 100%. Also, I cannot imagine without them. How can I... You know, LA's life is really, really expensive.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, so rent expensive. Is like if it. Do you live in a one bedroom or do you have roommates?
And I had roommates before.
Right.
I have four roommates before.
Oh damn!
And then there's some bed bugs in my
bed bugs.
Disgusting.
I had to move out. I said, "Oh my god, this is creepy." Oh my god, because even my childhood is poor.
Right.
I never experienced that before.
Yeah. Right. What about now?
Now I moved to a 1B, 1B.
Right.
The only thing is...
I like how he calls it 1B, 1B. That's cute.
Yeah.
I am a pro. I'm a pro of this.
Yeah, of everything.
Speaking to that, it's another interesting story to share because, you know, as a foreigner, you have no credit.
None. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But which could be a good thing.
Yeah.
I would like to have a clean slate as well.
Yes. If you want to rent a place, a new place.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's kind of hard.
Without credit, yeah.
I sent 10, probably 30 emails to a lot of people. No one replied me. Until I found out, finally I found an Armenian landlord.
Oh, Armenians, Armenians don't care as long as you pay on time. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well... the movie is Hank, and right now, the only place you can see it is at the festival, right?
Well, yes. And I just got into a new film festival. Four film festivals are showing my film, or are going to show my film.
Uh-huh.
One is Palm Springs International Short Fest.
Uh-huh.
It's the biggest short film festival and the biggest short film market in the world.
Very
basically.
Nice.
And also another one called Kansas City LGBT Film Festival is going to show my film next month. And also North Carolina Gay and Lesbian Film Festival is going to show my film next month as well. And today is the top 100 film festival in the world. Selection, gonna show my film on August.
So you see, you're doing amazingly well, man.
One more.
And
so,
I did want to ask you, though, real quick. I mean, we're out of time.
Yeah,
one more. Go ahead.
One more. So my film also gonna show in the Hollywood called TCL Chinese Theater.
Yeah, that's a big theater,
In the Holly Shore Film Festival. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be in September.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, follow that, folks. The film is Hank. And do you have a website or anything people can find out more about it? Or you can see the trailer, I guess, on YouTube.
Follow my the film's Facebook page at Short Film Hank.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I think that when the film festivals are over, you should probably put that film on YouTube.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I will. Yeah, I will have a distribution.
Yeah. Because it's, I mean, if it's as powerful as you say it is, which I imagine it is, you need to put it out there, you know? It shouldn't just be in film festivals. But yes. I know you can't, while it's in the film festival circuit, put it anywhere. But after,
I will.
You should. Just so other people can see your work. You never know who will see it. The right person might see it and be like, oh, I need to contact this, this guy, you know?
You know?
Contact me.
Yeah.
might get an award or something,
yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yes.
At least one.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I did want to ask you one more thing, though. Mm-hmm. We're out of time. I mean, we're over time, but I'm really curious. Did your parents encourage you to go to school when you were young? Was it important to them that you went?
I think for every Chinese parent, they believe education is the best gift for next generation. And I think this is the best gift my parents gave it to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're very fortunate. Hong Yu Lee, can people find you anywhere? You said you're not that much on social media, but you're on Instagram, so people could probably find you there.
So my Instagram is Neo Lee Film, NEOLEE.
Okay, Neo.
Film. Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's my English name. For American people to remember me.
Exactly. I'm the same way, too. Anyway, folks, thank you all for joining us. Danielle, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Why did you just call me Danielle? That
I
was
don't know.
Weird.
I know.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that was bizarre. But it's okay. We'll move on.
Yeah.
You guys are funny. Oh, my God.
And we're going to have pictures for you from the party tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we'll post pictures and videos and everything so you guys can follow us. We're having a party for the station. So that should be fun, at least for me, if nothing else. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to wear all white.
Oh, you're going to wear your outfit you wore to the singles party?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But don't tell anybody that's what
I
wear.
I won't. I'll try not to.
Okay. All right, everybody. Take care. We'll see you on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.